Wall Street is the target of a growing number of protesters. The Occupy Wall Street movement has now entered its second month, and it's going global. The place where it all started is Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan, and that place is becoming a tourist attraction, as Monica Campbell reports.
We are here to stay. We are here.
A few days ago, Emmanuelle Baton added Zuccotti Park to her New York itinerary. It's easy to fit in. It's right near Ground Zero and the 9/11 Memorial. After a look around, the Parisian tourist said she's a little surprised.
Your rally is very, very quiet comparing to France. In France, we shout, there's fight at the end. You know, it's very quiet, very nice atmosphere comparing to Europe.
Baton, an architect, looks at the sprawl of blue tents and sleeping bags. It's messy, but there's order within. Areas for recycling, teach-ins, even legal advice. Still, most tourists stay on the edges.
There's no organization. That's bad and that's good, because maybe for the first time, just the people say what he feels and that's it.
An Argentine couple also hangs back. Eduardo Nuez and his wife say the protest here pales in comparison to what they saw back home in 1999 when the economy collapsed.
In Argentina, we have protests with many, many people, more people than this.
A lot of people.
This is nothing.
One protester, who wouldn't give his name, hopes for more engagement with passersby.
Don't just walk by, occupy!
His sign says...
It says, protest in the Middle East, revolutionary. Protest in America, dirty hippies. And that's a direct quote. I read it out of the newspaper. They labeled us as dirty hippies.
Whatever their opinions, visitors capture the moment. Tourists on the red double-decker buses thrust up their cell phones in unison and click away.
I'm Per Lundin. I'm from Sweden. I'm visiting with my son. I have some friends at home who is really left, and they will really, wow, you were there. And I don't really care.
Also looking on is Franz Gruber, a rugged 48-year-old German software executive. He connects with the protesters' concerns.
I think that it's very important that the Americans have started to question a few things. Your country has spent $1.2 trillion over the last probably 10 years for two wars, and the money could have been better spent.
But other tourists are less supportive. Martha Velasco is an insurance broker from Mexico City. She stopped by between Broadway's Billy Elliot and shopping. She says she hopes the encampments don't drag on like the ones that took over Mexico City's main square for months in 2006 after a disputed presidential election.
Tenemos plazas de México muy importantes ocupadas.
We had major plazas in Mexico taken over by people who are trucked in, and they don't even know why they're there.
Strumming his guitar, protester Joe Von Potek is clear why he's here. Affordable health care, better job opportunities. And he says it was a visitor from Egypt who inspired him.
He came all the way here just to give us some advice. And he told us that the key is to win the hearts and minds of everyone in the country. And you do that by holding a place and being peaceful and doing exactly what we're doing, pretty much.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, New York.